something completely different to what I'm used to. I'm very fortunate that I've got a good sponsor, James Coleman of Showway Forklifts and Showway Farm Machinery, and he's been supporting me since I started rallying. And when the calendar for this year came out and there was nothing at home, I suppose he and I were disappointed that I wasn't doing something. So very thankful that he gave me the opportunity to drive his car in Killarney, first of all. Unfortunately, we didn't finish there, and also here in Donegal. So looking forward to it. It's a bit of fun for me. It's just a weekend with no pressure and purely about having fun and getting to the finish.
Yeah. Well, you've had certainly a busy year with Peugeot and the ERC and doing various events, so you really haven't had much time to settle into this car, have you?
No, I suppose we're starting to get into the swing of things Saturday evening, or you know, probably up the gap on Sunday morning in Killarney. We're really starting to get into a good flow, and unfortunately she stopped halfway up and we're way up on our time from Saturday morning. So I just wanted to try and get one good cut at the gap and, you know, see if we could get anywhere closer to the boys in front, but didn't make it. So hopefully we can, towards the end of the weekend here, we can be put in some good times. But for me, it's just purely about enjoyment.
There's of course going to be a lot of these locals now seeing you as the benchmark in this Mark II, given that you're the professional driver. But it's certainly got the makings of an enthralling battle in the National Rally.
The National Rally here has always, you know, been very, very competitive over the years. And I suppose everyone needs to remember that I'm not in one of these Millingtons. You know, I'm only in a 2 litre Vauxhall, so it's going to be a big tall order for me even to win Class 13, let alone, you know, be up against the top boys in the modified. So, but I'm not even thinking about it. You know, I'm just purely out here for the crack, and you know what I mean. I think I have a big red target on my back. You know, everyone wants to try and beat me, and you know what I mean. I have things to prove next weekend in Belgium. You know, not here. So,
how long do you think it'll take you to settle in? Will it take you a day or so to get into to the workings of the car?
Yeah, I don't like Friday stages at all. They're okay, beautiful stages if you had a fully you know, homologated car. If I brought my own car, the 207 here or the 208, I know it'd make it work beautiful. But just, it's a very, very choppy and bumpy. And although, you know, the car I'm driving is fantastic, it's on Rigers and it's got all the bells and whistles, it still doesn't have the technology that the big cars have. And unfortunately, for me to jump back into something, it takes me a while to, you know, come back down a few pegs. But you know what I mean, we'll get over Friday and see where we get on.
Have you changed your approach for wrecking this event as well?
Yeah, I suppose you have to be a little bit more careful. You know, you need to bring everything back a step. You know, you have to understand that you can carry the same sort of corner speed and disc than you can in the 207 or the 208. So, and you need to be clever and, you know, some of the choppy stuff and bumpy bits, stuff that I normally leave out and just, you know, be calling flat and flat. Whereas this, you need to take every bump and compression in and try to understand it a bit more. So it'll be difficult.
What stages are you looking forward to in Donegal in the Mark II?
I have to say, I like Breena. I do like the first stage of the Rally Breena. It's a bit of everything, and it's very, very fast and hairy. You know, to be really committed over a couple of crests in the middle part of the stage, and I like that. And of course, Nacala is just fabulous. You know what I mean? It's very, very slow and twisty in some places. It's new. Okay, the last time I drove in 2010, or the time I completed the full stage 2009, it was the old, you know, losing out of the main road. So this new section in the middle is all completely new for me. So. But yeah, there's some fantastic, beautiful stages ahead of us.
You mentioned that you were here a number of years ago. You've had some difficult spells in Donegal in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, she's had a big one in Fannin in 2010 on Saturday morning. You know, I suppose in that evening was a bigger accident, and it put everything in perspective, I suppose. But for me, it was probably one of the biggest accidents I've ever had. You know, even including what happened last year in Sicily, that was a monumental accident I had on Fannin Head. And We stopped there yesterday and had a look at the wall that had been mended again, and but it was I clipped the stone on the left hander. So if anyone is wondering, the stone is still there because I got out and had a fiddle around the grass, and there is a big stone in the left hander just before where I went off, and I clipped it, got a puncture, and went straight on into the next right hander. So it was a sudden stop, I can tell you.
That stage is going to be run again this year, but it's the last one on the Sunday, so I'm sure you hope, come stage 20, the last stage, that you'll still be there in the mix.
Oh, definitely. I just want to get to the finish, and you know, to be fair, it's a lovely stage to be finishing on, and I'll be taking it fairly handy around that section, I can tell you.
Let's recap on 2013 for you. You've been on the ERC, you've been in a lot of testing with the Peugeot. Are you content with how things have gone in the opening half of this year?
Yeah, you know, I've progressed. I think every rally, probably Canaries was the only one I was probably a little bit disappointed with. I wasn't exactly on the pace there, but Corsica was a high point, definitely. Our mistake was silly. You know, we had a very, very good opportunity winning the rally, but unfortunately these things happen. But we have Ypres next weekend, my first time there, and, you know, okay, we're up against Freddie now, and that's going to be very, very difficult. But apparently there was some other boy from around this neck of the woods that won on his first time, so I have a bit of pressure on my shoulders.
Yeah, and is Peugeot happy with the development of the car and where it's at the moment?
Yeah, everything is going to plan. Very busy testing with the 208 T16, and it's all going to plan. So.
Yeah. And what's the rest of the year set to hold out for you? What's your hopes for the rest of 2013, and indeed further afield, Craig, and the next year?
Well, I'm in a 2-year program now with Project Sport, and you know, number one priority, I suppose, for them and for me as well, is to make the 208 T16, you know, the best in its class, best in R5 before the end of the season. But I personally want to win a rally before the year is out, and you know, I don't want to be given a rally. I want to fight for one of the big ones, and we'll see what Ypres brings next weekend. We had a good test, and you know, hopefully the wrecking, everything will go well, and we'll give it a good go.
And that would be a big boost personally for you to take victory on an event this year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. We've been close on, you know, so many occasions. In Latvia, we were very close, and we had a problem. Again, in Corsica, the Azores, we were close as well, fighting for first. So it's coming, but we just need not even a bit of luck. Just, you know, things just need to fall into place, and I know it'll happen.
You'll need a wee bit of luck this weekend as well in this Mark II. So the best of luck with Donegal, and hopefully we'll see you at the finish come the Mount Airgun on Sunday.
No, thank you. Looking forward to it.